The most music and the most fun in the morning.
What's a dazzling urbanite like you doing in a rustic setting like this? Yeah.
The Jersey Shore Morning Show with Big J and Anita. 100.1 WJRC.
Brilliance. That's all I can say. Sheer unadulterated brilliance.
It's the Big J and Anita.
Which way did they go? Which way did they go?
Joe for the day.
I will name him George, and I will hug him and pet him and squeeze him.
You fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Oh, I got the reference now. It finally snuck in.
Yeah.
It finally sunk in what the deal was there. I will name him George, and then George Bush talks. I like that. A little sneaky way of being a slammer. That's all right. And hey, you know, you do what you got to do.
He,
you know,
said what he said.
I know. He did, indeed. Okay.
Meanwhile.
All right. So our dope of the day, actually a co-dope of the day, because we had one earlier. But this is the guy you talked about in the newscast.
Yep.
Who went to ShopRite in Brick, right? Mm-hmm. He was over there on Route 70. And he remains at large, but he abandoned his goods in the vestibule of the old Navy store in the same shopping center when a cop pulled into the parking lot. He stole, listen to what he got, teriyaki chicken,
yep,
sweet and sour chicken.
Apparently, he had
shrimp egg rolls. All he had to do is go to the Chinese restaurant on Chambers Bridge.
No,
would have been fine.
What? No, no, what? He had main clams.
Right, well, that too.
He
beef
had
corn dogs.
Beef corn dogs, sausage.
Got some pork chops, too.
Yeah, yes. So he went for a veritable shrimp feast.
Yeah, he did. But, you know, the thing is, had he gone, see, this is why he's a dope of the day. If he'd just taken, like, a can of tuna fish or something, probably nobody would have noticed.
The problem was he was a gourmet, and he insisted on, you know, he brought, to me, the finishing touch was he did it in his own bags. He brought his own bags with him.
Right, so
that it wouldn't be sullied by the yellow ShopRite bags, which most of the rest of us call Ocean County luggage.
How true.